It's 11:42 p.m. You're sitting at your kitchen table with your laptop open and your Stripe notifications are still glowing on your phone. You did it. That client payment just came through. And the first thought running through your mind, I'm finally going to be able to buy, insert what you want to buy. We've all been there, high on the wind, ready to spend it before it even clears. And listen, we all love good me luxury moments, but here's the thing. Most money hacks floating around online, Instagram, TikTok, internet are designed to make you feel rich for one day, one weekend, but not to stay in the path of financial independence and rich for the long run. So today we're going to talk about it. This is the Brown Way to Money podcast, where women of color in business find their financial independence path.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Do you ever think about switching insurance companies to see if you could save some cash? Progressive makes it easy to see if you could save when you bundle your home and auto policies. Try it at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Welcome back, sis, to another episode of Brown Way to Money, Brown Way to Money, Brown Way to Money. I'm your host, Alejandra Rojas, finance educator, Forbes columnist, and founder of the Brown Way to Money. And today, we are not talking about fluffy fluff stuff. We are going to dive deep into the four money hacks that I have tested myself and my clients over and over again. Hacks that grow your business and your bank account at the same time, because that is what I want. I want that everybody that listens to this podcast episode, that everyone involved in the Brown Way to Money environment on Instagram, on this podcast, our promise is that if you follow us and stick with us, you're going to be able to create and run a profitable business that will lead to your financial independence. That's why we do all of this. That's why we sponsor our own podcast. Now you may have heard that we activated some ads because we need some kind of income from these sources to be able to sustain it. So thank you so much. And I appreciate that you stay through the ads and you listen to it. And I appreciate so much that you share this podcast with all of the people that you know, because that's the only way that we actually get to fulfill the mission. I promise that if you follow this podcast and all of the content that we do, you won't have to pay a dime to learn how to grow and run a business that is profitable and that affords your financial independence. That is my promise. That is the idea that I have on the back of my mind to create all of the content that you see that is highly, highly valuable. So thank you so much for really helping us to grow together. But that's what I want for you. So because that's what I want, these hacks I have tested myself and my clients, you know, when I was doing one-on-ones, they will do it all the time. Now in different group settings and with corporate, they also test it and they also work. So hacks that are going to grow your business and your bank account at the same time. Listen, this episode is for you if you want your money to actually stick around. If you want to grow your savings without feeling like you are in a prison or that is killing your life, your joy. And if you're tired of the quote unquote hacks that work for finance influencers, for finfluencers, but not for women building real businesses. We are going to be covering delay the price, sell before you invest, make everything automatic and turn savings into a game, because that is the real thing. Of course, as always, stick with me until the end because I will also tell you how to pitch your business story for my Forbes or Business Insider column. But also for the first time, we are going to announce who is the winner of the July grants. So let's go. Hack number one, delay the price. And I know this goes against of what our quote unquote nature that we have been brought up to be really tellers. Like you want to do something, you want to see results fast. You want to put the input so that you get the outcome very, very fast. But when that big payment hits, your nervous system stays like on the I survive. Now let's eat, right? Like let's celebrate, let's feast. Now the problem is that if every win leads to that immediate spend, your money never gets the chance to multiply, to actually work for you. So delaying the price means, it means that when the win comes in, you pause, you put the money to work before you let it play. And that could mean that you fund your tax account because that is actually helping to have another win later on. That also could mean that you are covering your slow season expenses. And that also could mean that you are paying yourself first before buying anything else. And that's how you start breaking the cycle, right? So I had a client who was used to buying something big every time after a big launch or a big client. Until we tried the delaying price for 30 days. She put that money into her taxes account that was resting in a high interest savings account. And within eight months, she had the full amount to pay out of what she had earned for her taxes. She didn't have to take money extra when that tax payment came. She just had it. And that felt much better than anything that she could buy in between. So really consider that your price with money is not just that the client paid. Your price with money is that it arrives and it helps you to multiply and face these different things that you have to face. So consider having a fund for your emergency funds, considering having that part that covers your taxes, consider having that part that pays you as the owner. If you just receive the money today, for the next 30 days, could you know and imagine where could that money grow instead? Now, let's go to the hack number two, sell before you invest. And that goes really tied to the hack number one, because most of the time you are spending on expectation rather than reality. So when you sell before invest, you need to be very, very cautious if you are spending on expectation or in hard cash and how you are doing it. So one of the most expensive lessons that I've had is that I had this big idea for a group coaching program 7 years ago, back in the day. I did everything. I did the logo, I did the models, I did the workbooks, everything. I had all of the collaborations together. It was perfect program. In my eyes, it was a very, very good program. And I still think it is a very good program. I mean, I have come far alone from that. But I think the program was called Know Your Numbers. And it was probably my first coaching program after I had coached like 10 to 20 people. I said, okay, I can do a group coaching program talking about the same stuff that I talk with that 20 people, right? But before I saw a single spot, I was already like 100% of the group coaching was done. I hired a designer. I really enrolled into the fancy course platform. Was Kajabi at the moment. Kajabi is not the cheapest one of all of the platforms. Also, it's not the easiest one to learn. So I invested a lot of time and a lot of money into putting this together. You can imagine. I just went all in. By the before the launch day, I had already spent about, I would say, 1,000. Ads by then. So yay, time to launch. Day number one, crickets. Day number two, crickets. Day number five, crickets. Nobody was buying. I finished my launch. Nobody bought it. I kept talking about it though for a month after launch, after I said, well, whatever, this is not going to work. I kept talking about it. I got two people for that coaching program after month and a half, and I had to change things from the original course. Maybe it's not the offer. Maybe it's the timing that you have given people to know to create interest. You have invested on wrapping the gift without anybody actually being able to see the gift. It's like you went to the shopping mall to buy your best friend that wonderful perfume, but they send it to you, they want to sell it with the package. And you don't even know if the wonderful perfume that you want for your friend is in that package. How can you trust that? And when I see that, it was so clear. When I saw that I actually am coming to a shop where I want to buy a specific perfume because I know my friend, because I know that's the perfume I like, and because I know how it looks, the perfume, but they are just giving me a wrap-up paper. How can I trust that perfume is there? I want to open the paper. I want to make sure that the perfume is there, that the perfume they are selling me is the one that I actually have in my mind, and then buy it. So wrap it after you buy it. It's pretty clever what they do. Wrap it after you buy it, right? So this concept, this hack comes from it, not only because it saves you money, you don't have to invest on the things before you sell it, but it also proves the concept and allows to tweak so that you can attract more people. I almost 100% of my offers are pre-sale. I offer the concept, I get people to enroll, and the money that they pay is normally the early bird price. The money that they pay, I use it to actually build the thing. And the reason why they pay an early price is because they are giving me the chance to build with them. And I appreciate that. So you either are going to receive a premium price or you're going to receive way more than I can offer. Because once that package is wrapped, once that you see on the supermarket that there is a line of people waiting to receive that wrap gift and they are telling you this is what you will find inside, I don't have to create that trust anymore. They are doing it for me. So the people that comes into the light labs, they already know what is in the wrap. I don't have to open it and really tell you that is what you will find there. So that is a really, really good hack. Now, how this looks for some of my clients. I have a client that she's an amazing birth photographer and doula. What she can do, she has these specific days, especially here in the Netherlands, where tulip season comes up, right? She has a specific days where people will want to take pictures. So before she invests on the equipment, the outfits, sometimes she puts decorations, sometimes it's a whole experience what she's offering, right? So sometimes she puts decoration, she invests on the drinks, on the food for people that are going through these sessions. Before she can do all of that, she will need to sell certain amount of spots so that she can start building that. So she can start building how the experience will look like for all of these people. And that's what I want you to do today. So what is one thing that you could pre-sell this month, this couple of weeks, before you spend another dime on it? What is that one thing? What is that one thing? Sit on it, think about it. If you need some pivot time, come to my Instagram. Ha, by the way, we have changed the handle. So come to my Instagram. You can find us now to Wealth for Brown Girls. I love the handle. I love it so much. It reflects everything that we're doing. So come to Wealth for Brown Girls and tell me what is that one thing that you're thinking that you don't know. Let's just pivot and get this thing moving. Okay, hack number three. And this is my favorite one. Make everything automatic. If every month you have to manually decide to save, to pay taxes, or to invest, you won't. Simply, end of the story, apagi vamonos. Not because you're bad with money, not because you don't know how to do things, but because it is too much for your brain. It is too much of a temptation. I love ice cream. I cannot express how much I love ice cream. So I'm pretty sure that if you give me a kind of ice cream right now and it's hot outside, and you tell me you have to take this ice cream and take a little sip today and save for tomorrow and save for the day after, do you think I'm going to do it? Now, with money, if it is all of the things that you want to buy outside just waiting for you in shiny letters and you receive the money today and you have to think about, oh, I need to save, I need to pay taxes, I need to invest, and all of the things are waiting for you outside. Do you think that you're actually going to get through that? Maybe one time, but the second time, I don't know. That's playing your chances a bit too much. That's playing with your mind a bit too much. So I want to be on the safe side and I want to make everything automatic. So making things automatic means you auto transfer to your savings accounts. You auto tax sets aside. So you have a transfer to your savings. You have a transfer to your tax account. You have a transfer, automatic transfer or automatic deduction to your retirement contributions. You have an automatic payment from the account that you're receiving the money to the account of your recurring expenses or your expenses, which makes me think, and let me know if you want to hear an episode on how many accounts it's ideal to have to run a business smoothly. So all of these are all different accounts. I have an account for my taxes, for my savings, my retirement comes as automatic deduction, and you can make the work, make it as automatic as possible because that is your best friend. So think of it like putting your money in autopilot. So it grows whether you're working, resting, or on vacation. I really tell everybody, if that is not automatic, it is optional. And optional may get skipped and you don't want that. So if you can think of one money habit that you can automate today, which you think will make the biggest difference in 6 months from now for you and for your business, think about that and start seeing what accounts needs to be more automatic. Okay, so hack number four is turning your savings into a game. And everything that is a game, it's much more enjoyable and it is much more effective. I see this with my daughter. Listen, I know sometimes as mothers, we get so used to talking about our kids, but the reality of things is that as a human beings, we are as simple as a kid, but as complex as a kid. The mind of my 1.5-year-old daughter is the mind that often will kick on every time I'm on survival mode, because from 0 to 3 years, that is the mind that we are developing. So how she behaves is how my mind is behaving in certain occasions when my logic brain turns off. That means that when I'm in survival, when I'm dealing with survival things like money, that mind tends to lead the way. So turning things into a game also leads the way with that mind. Make it fun, because if saving feels like that tasteless cauliflower, you will keep pushing it to the side of your plate. You gotta make it fun. You gotta sprinkle that parmesan on top. Put some Italian herbs. Put it on the air fryer in 5 minutes so it roasts, so the parmesan melts. It's a bit rusted. Put some, I don't know, cucumber around. Make it delicious. Make it Instagram. Make it delicious, that when your eyes see that, your mouth is already, I am going to eat this, right? Make it a game. So set a savings sprint for 30 days. Again, if you want me to do this with you, let's do it together, babe. A fixed percentage from every sale goes straight into the savings. Use visual trackers to watch it grow. Add a small milestones rewards along the way. So here's my milestone every single time. Every single time that I hit the zeros, so that means 10K or 1,000 or 2,000, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go and dance with my daughter on nature the whole day. That is my way of rewarding. And why do I do it this way? Because my mind is capturing that moment of relaxing, of breathing, of everything that I want to do, I'm doing. And that is my way of rewarding. What is your way that you want to capture and close in your mind? You can even make a competitive thing with your savings, with your sisters, who can save the highest percentage this month. And why this works? Because your brain loves a win. We all love a good win. And when savings seems like winning, you will do it more often. So what's one savings goal you mind you could turn into a game starting today? Ask that question. If you want me to come and have this game with you, let me know. Go to my LinkedIn and say, Alejandra, let's do this. I have this saving goal. How can we make this happen? All right. So let's recap on your four hacks that actually work. Delay the price, intention before indulgence, sell before you invest. Please do sell before you invest, proof before you're spending. 3, make everything automatic. Systems always win and lowers stress. 4, savings into a game. Consistent, turning savings into a game. And your challenge this week is to pick one, just one of the four, and do it today. And watch what happens in the next 30 days. And I told you, I was going to do the life of the microgrants for the first time. And again, I want to say that everybody that has gotten the microgrants so far, we have delivered 4 of them this year. They have the option to come to the podcast. So if you are the winner of one of the microgrants and you want to share your story and how that has impacted you, you are super welcome to do that. Now, we are going to make the announce public from now on so that you guys know when this happens, but also to give you the chance that if you don't hear your name this time, apply for next month and continue applying, because once the month is gone, you can apply for another one. As long as you have no one before the grant, then you can still apply for it. Okay, right. So for July's grant, we have the application that we have selected. This application came on July 22nd and it's from Vianne Reyes. Vianne will love to use to help pay for the photography and editing course. And she listened, and her secret word that she listened to was rewire. Yes, yes, yes. Vianne, we are going to send you an email with next steps. So happy to be here. And hopefully we can have podcasts together, sharing your experience, how this transform your business. All right, my sis, thank you so much for being here. And please, please, please don't forget to share this episode with another 3 biz besties. Leave us a review. And as always, keep walking your brown way to money. Okay, did you hear something that you liked in today's episode? If so, don't keep it to yourself. Go ahead right now. Yes, right now, before this episode ends, and send this episode to those 3 friends, 3 girlfriends that you know you can go to talk about finance, independence, money, business growth, entrepreneur life, and all of these juicy topics. Share this episode with them, because that is the only way we can grow together. I'm Alejandra Rojas, your host, and I will see you next week.
Marketing is hard. But I'll tell you a little secret. It doesn't have to be. Let me point something out. You're listening to a podcast right now, and it's great. You love the host. You seek it out and download it. You listen to it while driving, working out, cooking, even going to the bathroom. Podcasts are a pretty close companion. And this is a podcast ad. Did I get your attention? You can reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Libsyn Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a pre-produced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience in their favorite podcasts with Libsyn Ads. Go to libsynads.com, that's LibsynAds.com today,